From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee has released a long-awaited health care overhaul bill. So far, it does not have any Republican support. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Senator Max Baucus of Montana says his bill delivers on all of President Obama's major objectives: to provide more security to those who have health care, to provide coverage to people who don't have it, to slow the growth of health care costs, and to keep insurance companies honest. It doesn't include the government-run insurance option the president and liberal Democrats want. Instead, it would create nonprofit insurance cooperatives. Baucus said now is the time to act.
This is our chance to reform health care in America. We cannot let this opportunity pass.
And though he acknowledged there's no Republican support so far, he said he believes his bill is balanced and could pass the Senate. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration wants to suspend war crimes trials at Guantanamo Bay for 60 days. That's because Congress is on the verge of passing a law that would change the rules for military commissions. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
President Obama always opposed the Bush administration's rules for military war crimes at Guantanamo. Congress has been working on amending those rules. Lawmakers are expected to pass a new Military Commissions Act in October or November. So the Obama administration intends to delay these trials for another 2 months. That news came in a court filing in the case of alleged 9/11 plotter Ramzi bin al-Shib. Defense lawyers want his case thrown out. They say the military trials are unconstitutional, and they argue their client is insane. The Justice Department says a court has no right to intervene, and bin al-Shib may yet be charged in civilian criminal court anyway. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama sat down with Canada's Prime Minister Wednesday, and high on their agenda was the Buy America trade provisions in U.S. law. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Canadian businesses say they've been hurt by the Buy American provisions in the U.S. stimulus package, and President Obama says Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper raised that concern during their White House meeting. But President Obama says this dispute should be kept in perspective.
Canada continues to be a huge trading partner to the United States. Businesses in the United States and Canada both benefit from that trade, as do consumers. There is no prospect of any budding trade wars between our two countries.
Prime Minister Harper agreed that the two countries should be able to manage this dispute. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 108 points to close at 9,791. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 30 points to close at 2,133. This is NPR News. President Obama says there is no immediate decision pending on sending more troops to Afghanistan, despite the grim assessment of the war there. U.S. Commander General Stanley McChrystal is expected to follow up soon on a request for thousands of additional troops and more equipment, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen has endorsed the idea. The president already has roughly doubled the size of the American military force in Afghanistan, with only limited gains. Gunmen have murdered 10 patients at a drug rehab clinic in the Mexican border city of Juarez. It is the second such massacre this month. James Bleers has more.
Mexican police say gunmen broke into the Juarez clinic, shooting and killing 9 men and a woman who just finished a prayer meeting. Several relatives of the dead insist that although they were drug addicts trying to recover, they were not involved or connected to rival cartels. On September the 2nd, gunmen killed 18 patients at another clinic in Juarez after lining them up against a wall, execution style. Juarez, which is just across the border from El Paso, Texas, is Mexico's most violent city. More than 1,300 people have been murdered there in drug-related violence so far this year. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
A member of the popular 1960s folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary died in Connecticut Wednesday. Mary Travers was 72. The group's hits included Puff the Magic Dragon and If I Had a Hammer. Comic actor Henry Gibson, best known for his role on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, has died at the age of 72. More recently, Gibson played the role of Judge Clarence Brown on ABC's Boston Legal. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.